The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to a spring-like weekend. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Well, hi. How are you?
I'm good. The weather always cheers me up. And this
oh my gosh.
Isn't it today that you have your Easter egg hunt?
It is. I'm so excited. As soon as I'm done here, it's going to be, okay, go scatter 5,000 eggs that are luckily are already pre-filled and be ready for our shotgun, well, not really shotgun, but, you know, our 12 o'clock start.
Yeah, you could have asked, well, if the weather forecast holds for the rest of the day, you couldn't ask for a better day.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, it'll be great.
Awesome. That's awesome. Of course, we're here to talk about real estate, especially real estate in southeastern Minnesota. And I am one of those people who is constantly trying to improve my home. And I know you've talked about that as well, that you're probably busier than I have been. But I get the question all the time, especially from younger people. Where's the most bang for the buck if you're going to do things in your home to remodel?
Okay. That is a really good question. And honestly, you know, there's an easy answer, kitchens and bathrooms.
Okay.
that's an easy answer, but I can actually break it down. I've got some kind of interesting percentages. So, for instance, if you put a new front door on, let's face it, when people pull up to your house, and especially when I'm showing houses, we stand at the front door while I get the key out of the lockbox, right? So people get their first impression right there on the door stoop. So they're looking around. So I tell people, make sure your front door is freshly painted if it's one that's paintable, or, you know, if it's an old icky door, for God's sakes, replace it. Make sure you don't have any birds' nests, beehives, spider webs, any of that. But just by replacing your front door, if you do a steel front door, your estimated return on your cost is 100%.
Is that right? Wow.
If you do a fiberglass front door, your estimated return on your cost is 80%, which is still pretty good.
That's what I have.
Okay. And so if you needed a new door and you put one on, you're going to get 80% of that back. So don't wait. You know, people say, oh, I'll put new carpet in when I sell, or I'll put new, oh my gosh, why do you want to spend the money to let somebody else enjoy it? So, you know, do it now. You're going to get your money back when it comes time.
That's one I wouldn't have thought of. That's for sure.
Okay, windows. You know, people know that windows are a big expense. And if you put in windows and you sell your house right away, you're probably going to get every bit of it back. But if you sell it in the next, you know, let's say 3 to 5 years, and you can maybe even 5 to 7 years, and you can say the windows are 5 years old, you're going to get about 75% back if you use vinyl windows. And you're going to get about 71% back if you use wood windows, because okay, they have more maintenance. They have more maintenance, right?
Yeah, but you're enjoying higher efficiency for your air conditioning and your heating after you get the new windows. Plus, it's probably going to be quieter, too.
Exactly. Complete kitchen renovation, you're going to see about 80% of that back. Minor kitchen upgrades, you know, changing your hardware, putting up a backsplash, changing out your appliances. Again, you're going to see about an 80% return on your money. Okay. Adding a bathroom. Now, you would think that you'd get the entire cost back. And I kind of disagree with this number, because this little survey says that you're only going to get 56% of your money back. But bathrooms are pretty coveted. And I feel like if you don't go overboard on your expense, realistically, I think you're going to get about 75% of that back.
And that's for an additional bathroom?
To add a bathroom. That's okay. To add a bathroom. A bathroom renovation, they say you're going to get 70% back.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
And if you convert your basement space into living space, You're not going to get 100% back, but you are going to get about 71% back. So if you're going to do that just to increase the value of your home, don't do it because you're going to lose 29%. Let somebody else do it.
But that's another example of if you're going to live in the home, you should do it because you'll enjoy that extra space.
Yes, yes. But don't think, oh, if we finish our basement, we can sell our house for more, because you might not even be able to sell it for the amount that you put into it. This one is a fun one, and I do believe it. If you want to do closet renovations, people love their closets. So if you want to put closet organization systems in, you're going to get about 90% of that back.
That is interesting.
Uh-huh. Well, and I mean, that's one of the first things people do is when they get into the primary suite, they go right into the closet. Well, this is good enough for me, honey. You're going to have to find another bedroom that you can use. I hear that a lot. Truthfully, if you want to add a new primary suite, so now it's an addition, because of the price of building right now, and that's probably the reason they said the additional bathroom too, because of the price. I didn't take that into consideration.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense. Because they're saying if you add a primary suite, you're only going to get 54% of that back. And I think it's just because of the cost to do it. And
it's
adding,
not cheap.
No, it isn't. Attic conversion to living area is not going to give you the as good a return on your money as a basement conversion. Very seldom do we see people converting attics into living space here, except with the exception of Pill Hill, because some of those have great, big, beautiful walk-up attic spaces, you know. So some of those become really neat. But they're saying that you can get recover 67% of the money you put into that. So there you go. If you want to do remodels and renovations, just like I said, kitchens and bathrooms are a good investment. But
and your front door.
High-ticket items like, well, your front door is your curb appeal. Roofs and windows, I mean, things that are going to cost people a lot of money are definitely good. And when it comes to roofs, we've talked about this a few shows ago, but the new issue with the roofs, if they're in bad shape, the shingles, is that your insurance company might not want to take you on.
Oh, it's more than that. I've heard stories of them dropping you because they now have aerial photographs and they see your roof and say, we're not renewing.
Okay, I wasn't going to be as harsh as you, Andy. I was trying to be a little bit more. So to all you insurance agents out there listening, we don't hate you. But, I mean, it is just really tough. It's really tough. And this is the hard part. We can close on a loan and the insurance can be put in place because it has to be for the bank's sake, right? If there is a mortgage, and then the insurance company has 3 months to come out and inspect it. And if they don't like what they see, they can drop them at that point. And so, it's really stressful. So we are paying way more attention to, how much life is left in these shingles? Because the last thing we need is for these people to have their insurance dropped and then have to pay through the nose to get it through another company, because the banks are not going to be okay with you not having insurance. Obviously.
No.
So
and a roof is so important, because if you don't, if you have a leaky roof, the damage that can occur can be really expensive.
God. It can be a start of a disaster. So yes, we do need good roofs here in Minnesota, maybe more so than some parts of the country, right? The open air effect doesn't really work here.
No, it doesn't. No. I, to be honest, I don't know if there's anywhere in the continental U.S. where the open air would really work well at all.
No, I don't.
You might get away with it in Hawaii.
Maybe, because it is, you have a little shower, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of fun. Talking about remodeling, talk about a fun fact. Americans spent an estimated of $603 billion, with a B, last year on remodel projects.
Yeah, I can believe it.
And it's because the average U.S. home is now older than 40 years old.
That's the average, really? Wow.
The average, yep. The average home in the U.S. is now older than 40 years old.
You know, mine is coming up on 35, and that scares the heck out of me because it seems like just yesterday.
Well, I felt like we just built over in Reeves Landing, and that house is 20 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where 20 years and 25 years, I don't even know where it goes.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
It's so crazy. But anyway.
Well, we should probably take a break, Robin.
Oh, okay.
Did you have any more on remodeling, though?
Well, I mean, I guess nothing just too crazy important. If I think of it, I can talk about, oh, yeah, like painting and stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll talk a little bit more after.
Okay. We'll continue with this remodeling discussion when we return in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results at News Talk 1340, KROC AM on 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.
But you can call me Hawk.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And Robin, you said before we took the break, you had a couple more tidbits concerning remodeling.
I thought it was just interesting to see where all of this money that was spent on remodeling last year was actually spent.
Oh, okay.
And 50% of it was spent on painting the entire home.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Fresh paint.
Billions of dollars worth of paint.
Mm-hmm. And then another 31% of it was spent on new roofs. Interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the other 2 or 4% was spent on kitchen and bathroom renovations. So there you go. Just what I said. Kitchens and bathrooms are where it's at. And then fresh paint does go a long way. And fresh floor coverings. And especially in the world that we live in today, where everybody is so crazy about their pets. And I mean, I don't have one because I'm never home, but you know, Jenna has Mauer and I love him to death. But I just, when I see people whose pets like demolish their houses, like scratch up their woodwork, chew on the carpets, and they're just like, oh, but we love him so much. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I do too. But man, you know, but it's not mine to judge.
Luckily, my dog just sleeps all day.
Oh, is it because your dog's old or just that well behaved?
I don't think it falls into either one of those categories.
Oh, just lazy.
Okay. Okay. But your daughter named her dog after Joe Mauer?
Oh, absolutely. You didn't know that? Mauer is like a Facebook celebrity. I can't believe you didn't know that.
That's fun.
That little guy is going to be 15 he's 15 and a half years old right now. Yeah, he will be 16 on the 10th of October. So he is, he came from the local breeder, Jeff Moline, who has puppies and kids.
Sure.
And we got him when he was just old enough to go home. So whatever that is, 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And so we've all had to pitch in and take care of him. So he's very much a family dog because Jenna was in college when she got him. But anyway.
And a Hall of Fame dog.
Yep, we do. And he is a winner. There's no doubt about it. He is an absolute winner. He's a really good dog. But I still wouldn't want him chewing up my carpet or scratching up my woodwork. But guess what? I wouldn't get rid of him if he did it. So I can't judge. We're just lucky that he doesn't. He's never been a dog that chews on anything.
But you're right about the pet ownership. It's taken on a whole new dimension.
I mean, I have one friend, and I won't mention her name, but she bought carpet that cost about 4 times as much as normal carpet. Just because if the pets have an accident, you know, it puddles on top of the carpet so it doesn't soak in. So it doesn't get into the pad and doesn't, you know, whatever. So
stink up the house, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like even if they throw up or get whatever. But it's just 4 times as much. I said, geez, it almost feels like you could change carpet every. She goes, no, but I'd have to deal with carpet stains because her dogs were getting old and health problems, and she loves them like family. So I guess if that's what you want to do with your money, go ahead. If you ask me if that would be money well spent, I'm probably going to advise you against that.
But you have told me that you've gone to new listings and immediately you have to deal with that, right? The house has that smell.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, let's face it, we don't like our own stains in our own house, or our own dirt in our own houses. Nobody wants to take on somebody else's. It's just kind of gross.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I, that at
I,
all.
I'm pretty blunt. If I come in and there are pet stains or really, quite frankly, any kind of stains, like sometimes, oh, my daughter got into the fingernail polish and dumped it all over the middle of the living room floor. Is that a problem? Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a problem.
Kind of a problem.
And it's so, going to be red, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And I will always be brutally honest. And sometimes it's hard for people to hear it. But, I mean, listen, if you're hiring me to help you get your house sold, I've got to tell you the truth. And I've got to give you sometimes really hard advice. But I will say, when people listen, it works. And their houses sell quickly and we can maximize the profits. So sometimes, even if this might be a little painful, I just recently sold a house and I said to them, oh, guys, I think you're going to have to change all the carpet. And then I think you're going to have to go down in the basement and change all the plastic, because apparently in the unfinished basement, it used to be the hockey rink. And so, you know, everything was all cut up, slashed up, taped up with duct tape. It just didn't look so good. So anyway, they're like, oh my gosh, we don't really want to do any of this. But I've mentioned on this show before, I have a couple of different flooring companies that will actually install a carpet for you and then collect for the payment at the time of closing. So if they don't want to fork out the money right before moving out of state because there's already so many other expenses, it's a great way to do it. So they did do that. And we sold the house first weekend on the market, more than ask. And they were like, oh my gosh, we are so happy we listened to you and took your advice.
So in other words, it paid for itself.
It definitely did. And it also helped to get it sold right away, because if people come in and they see, oh, all of these carpets are going to have to replace, sometimes that's just an overwhelming, you know, thing. And they think, now, how's the logistics of this going to work? Because we've got to be out of our house on the day it closes. So if we move into this one, how are we going to get carpet? Where are we going to put our stuff? How's it going to work with the movers? It's just sometimes easier to have it all done, honestly.
And what you just said, it sold quickly. So even if it didn't actually increase the price or the selling price, the inconvenience of having it sit on the market longer is probably worth it as well.
I would say in that case, we did collect back 100% of
the price. Okay.
Yep. I would definitely.
Well, yeah, new flooring is new flooring. Everybody loves it.
Like I said, nobody wants somebody else's dirt. Nobody. So, and they're usually, people are usually going to come in and do it. So if it's one less thing they have to do. And then there's people that say to me, well, I hate to put in new carpet because what if I don't pick what the new buyer wants?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is something to be said about that. And if your carpet is just old and maybe dated, but still in good condition, then maybe that's the route to go. But those are the things we talk about when I come over to take a look at the house, right? But I can promise you, if it's full of pet stains, people are going to appreciate the new carpet, even if it isn't the color they would have chose.
Do you ever work out an arrangement with a buyer that they, you know, like you said, it's an older carpet, whatever, and you say, the owner didn't want to replace the flooring because they wanted to make sure it was something you wanted, and I guess built in an allowance for that?
Yeah. We don't see that as much as we used to, the flooring allowance and things like that, because the appraisals and the underwriters and, you know, just I think ever since the biggest change for me that I've noticed is since the whole market crash in 2008, 2009, and 2010, I did a lot more of that prior to that than I see now.
Okay.
And now it's more just reflected in the price. You know, like if somebody comes along and they just don't want to change that old carpet, even though it's been there since 1982, but there's no stains in it. It looks perfect. There's no stains and they don't want to change it. Then, somebody might come along and offer $5,000 less because their story is my buyers are going to take out all that carpet and put it on the carpet. And you just, you know, so it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. We have to take another break already. We'll do that and come back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
service.
Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on this Saturday morning at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And Robin, during the break, you mentioned you've seen some information concerning real estate trends region wide, I guess the Midwest.
Yes. Well, so I found this in this article to be kind of interesting. The title of the article is Real Estate Trends in the Upper Midwest. Okay. And it came from Grand Forks, from the Grand Forks Herald.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, I'm going to read through and just see what they say. And they talk about, you know, one of the most notable challenges for home buyers last year, 2024, was the volatility of the mortgage rates.
Right.
And, you know, obviously we've spent hours talking about that. And then even though in the fall of 2024, the feds lowered the interest rates, but at the same time, remember what happened to mortgage rates? They went higher. So we didn't really see any improvement in the mortgage rates from January to December last year. I mean, literally they started at 7%, went down into the high sixes and then headed back up into the sevens. So that was, that did make it a little tough, but all the while home prices continued to increase. So in 2024, the median home prices and inventory levels reflect both the challenges and the opportunities, right? So the median home price in Minnesota as of January of this year is $330,000. I think when I looked, I think I just did this a couple of days ago, and in Rochester, yeah, I did, because I was putting together what is luxury home market in Rochester. So I think the median home price right now in Rochester is $335,000, so really close to that.
Yeah.
It's a modest increase, but it is still 4.8% up from the previous year. And we've been talking about that too. I said, we're going to see back to like the 3 to 5% year over year. And that falls right in there,
which is really good.
It's really good. Yes. And in, so that's Minnesota. In North Dakota, the median home price reached $279,000, which was a huge increase, 7.6% year over year. Fargo, yes, it is true. Fargo is in North Dakota, not Minnesota. Fargo, the state's largest city, continues to see a steady demand due to its strong economy, which is fueled by the industries of technology, education, and agriculture. South Dakota's median home price in January of 2025 stood still at $317,000, reflecting only a 1.2% increase from 2024. So Minnesota's having just a very steady, you know, 4.8% increase. North Dakota, massive 7.6%. And South Dakota, barely any at 1.2%.
And so, I'm a little surprised that the median price in South Dakota is that high. I thought,
yeah,
I thought it would be less.
Everything is high now. I mean, can you believe that 10% of the transactions that we've done so far this year, and I think we're up to like 109 deals, 10% of them have been over $1 million.
That just still astounds me every time you bring up that statistic.
Okay, I was looking at these, I was looking at these facts a few days ago. In the last 6 months, between what has closed, what is pending, and what is currently on the market, 65 between 1 million and 2 million, and another 9 over 2 million.
Wow.
That's 74 houses over a million in the last 6 months. I mean, this is becoming very common. So prices are just going up. You know, the houses that, it's hard, especially for us agents that have been in the business a long time. It's really hard to look at these houses that once sold for $75,000, creeped their way up to $110,000, creeped their way up to $170,000, now selling for $270,000. It's just, it's really, it's hard. And not because they're brand new versions. I'm talking about the same houses.
No, I know which ones you're talking about.
25 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is, right? And the bottom line is that as hard as it sounds to take, other parts of the country are getting it a lot worse. You know, I mean, their prices are a lot more expensive.
That's what I was going to say. At least when you're talking about $1 million or $2 million here, for $2 million, you are getting a lot of house.
You are getting a lot of house. That is correct. I actually sold a beautiful new construction this past week for $1.2 million. And I can remember walking through it saying to the buyers, this is a lot of house for the money. And it feels good to say that and to know that and to feel that. You know, I mean, it was a big two-story with a lot of high-end amenities and 5 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms and all the things you would expect in the price point.
And I know through the descriptions you've given off of your listings that you get up to that $700,000 range. You're getting quite a bit of house for that as well when you think of it in relation to a $300,000 house.
Well, it's funny you would bring that up because I actually do this little gig on Midwest Access now on Thursdays. So when I was doing that this past Thursday, we were talking about the luxury home market and what makes up the luxury home market. And in Rochester, according to the REMAX standards, $750,000 would be considered luxury.
Okay.
According to the Institute of Luxury Home Markets, it would be closer to $1 million. But yeah, so you can get, to your point, Andy, you can get a very nice house in Rochester, Minnesota when you're spending $750,000.
Very
nice. They can't say that everywhere.
Oh, no. You go out on the coast, that's going to get you what is now, a $250,000 around here probably?
Probably three times as much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well, Robin, I wish we could sit here and chat all day, but.
Well, I've got an Easter egg hunt to put on, buddy, so I got to go.
Well, you have a great time with the kids. Have fun.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Don't forget, if anybody wants to call me about anything we talked about or anything else, just reach out to me on my cell phone, and that number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.